will speak to us today on the Spanish musical sources of Bizet's Carmen.
With your permission, I'm going to see if this gadget of mine works too first and get the volume set, and then we'll. Can you hear it? That's as loud as she goes. Can you hear it?
Put the mic in front of him, Mike.
Ah. Oh, neat.
That's a good one.
That should be fine. It's clear, I think, that Georges Bizet had more than a casual interest in Spanish themes. At the age of 21, he began work on an opera, Don Quixote, based directly on Cervantes' text. That project, however, was not completed. Soon thereafter, he wrote a symphonic ode entitled Vasco de Gama. Is Don Cristobal still here? A symphonic ode, Vasco de Gama, containing a bolero that he will use again and again. Bizet was also especially attracted to Southern French themes, a projected opera on a Provençal text by Frédéric Mistral, and the suite Arlésienne on the novel by Alphonse Daudet. Between these two comes another work with Spanish overtones, the heroine of his opera after Alfred de Musset's poem, Namuna. In 1873, Bizet returned to Spanish letters, beginning another opera on the Spanish dramatist Guillén de Castro's play, Las Mocedades del Cid. The earliest traces of Spanish music, after the bolero of Vasco de Gama, that's 1860, appear in the gypsy dance of his opera, La Jolie Fille de Perte, that's 1866, and then in various passages of Jamila of 1871, based on Musset's poem. Winton Dean declares that Bizet, quote, seems to have divined by instinct the Moorish link between North Africa and Spain, unquote. It's probable, as we shall see, that an early interest in Spanish music on Bizet's part derives from a schoolday friendship that is for the most part neglected by Bizet's biographers, probably because there's not very much correspondence to document the friendship. It was live, not on letter. Bizet was admitted as a student at the Paris Conservatory at the age of 10. After 6 months, he won the first prize in solfège, and he would continue to distinguish himself as one of the best students at the conservatory for 9 years, finally winning the Prix de Rome and departing for Italy in late December of 1857. But almost 2 years previously, a brilliant young student had arrived at the conservatory from Pamplona, Spain. In his very first year, young Pablo Sarasate won first prize in violin, and the next year, first prize in solfège, as had Bizet done before him. For 2 years, Bizet and Sarasate were two of the shining stars of the Paris Conservatory. Bizet was an excellent pianist, Sarasate a virtuoso violinist. It's certain that not only did the two boys know each other very well, that they performed together officially, and it would seem quite probably for private amusement as well. How much Spanish music Bizet learned from Sarasate at this time is an intriguing and unfortunately an unanswered question. It's also important to note Bizet's interest in folk music of all types and his use of it at appropriate times for purposes of authenticity. Three pieces, for example, from L'Arlésienne are drawn, for reasons of plot, directly from Provençal folk tunes and including the best-known segment of that piece called Farandole. Now, with these various Spanish literary and musical antecedents, he now considers a new venture. In the early summer of 1872, Bizet first suggested to his librettist an opera on Prosper Mérimée's tale, Carmen, that had been published 20 years previously and its author just recently deceased. It's amusing to recall that Mérimée had begun his literary career in 1825 with a hoax, a thing called Le Théâtre de Clara Gazul, six short plays ascribed to a fictitious Spanish actress. Mérimée would continue to be attracted to Spanish themes, and it's also well for us to remember that the theme of Spain is a strong legacy of the Romantic movement in France throughout art and letters, and indeed throughout Europe in general. From this time on, then, Bizet worked intermittently on the score for Carmen. Rehearsals were scheduled for the fall of 1874, and throughout the summer, Bizet worked feverishly to complete and fully orchestrate the score, 1,200 pages of music. He was pleased with the finished product and declared that, quote, this time, I have written a work full of color and melody. The question of Spanish influence on Bizet's score has received comment of predictable as well as of unimaginable strains. This one is typical. Quote, the exotic parts of the score were never intended as a literal evocation of Spain, unquote. There is absolutely no evidence to support that statement, but rather there is strong evidence to the contrary. First, we must remember that Carmen was written as opera comique, exactly the same format as Spanish zarzuela. Carmen was not written as grand opera. The dialogue, the spoken dialogue, was converted to recitatif just after Bizet's death with the addition of music by Ernest Guiraud, who was born in New Orleans. No one has ever heard, I think, in this century, Bizet's Carmen. We all hear the Bizet-Guiraud Carmen. Now, here is the first Spanish element performed for us now by Victoria de Los Angeles. The composer of that famous piece, the Habanera, is not Georges Bizet. The composer of that aria is Sebastián Iradier of Spain, Cuba, Mexico, and Paris, and perhaps best known throughout the world for his song La Paloma. It was very kind of you to play La Paloma for me a minute ago. Prior to his marriage, Bizet had maintained a liaison with an extremely colorful personage, not completely unlike Carmen. She ended up, she was not born, the Countess Moreton de Chabrillon, and she had been previously, by turns, a prostitute, an actress, a circus bareback rider, an author, and finally, a cafe singer whose specialty was performing songs by Sebastián de Iradier. Some of her copies of the Iradier songs are still in Bizet's music library. Now, Bizet's lifting of Iradier's melody, the original incidentally is called El Arreglito, is curious in that only at the last minute and under threat of lawsuit, with the score in press, did Bizet identify Iradier as the composer in a brief note at the bottom of the Habanera. Now, it must be remembered that it was Bizet who thrust the Carmen tale on his very unwilling collaborators. They didn't like it, they didn't want to do it. And it would appear to be much more than just coincidence that Carmen's first aria in the opera is to the melodic strains of Iradier, the theme song, as it were, of the Countess. The next piece of Spanish origin occurs in scene 9 of Act 1. Carmen's defiance of Lieutenant Zúñiga. The melody is from a genuine folk song of Ciudad Real, which just prior to the finishing of the opera, Sarasate transcribed for Bizet. Oh, Toward the close of Act One, Carmen tells us that she is off to the tavern of Lilas Pastilla. The aria is entitled Seguidí, that is Spanish Seguidilla. Bizet may intend the term to apply to the metrical as well as to the musical form. One critic notes that the piece makes effective use of the harmonics, the rhythms, and the instrumentation of flamenco music, but as yet no melodic Spanish antecedent has been found. Act 1 terminates with a brief reprisal of the Habanera, Carmen's first aria in Act 2, the Chanson Bohème, as well as the introduction to Scene 3, are identified by various critics, foreign and Spanish, as within the framework of cante flamenco, that is, guitar, successive fifths, irregular descending scales, augmented seconds. The Spanish scholar and violinist Juan Manin finds in Carmen's song and dance for Don José with castanets a quadruple rhythmic shift typical, he says, of Andalusia. This is the penultimate scene of Act Two. Prelude to Act Two uses an authentic Spanish canción de cuna, which appears in Pedrel's Cancionero, which was not published until long after Bizet's death. Musicologists blinked their eyes. How did he know about it? The most likely source for Bizet, again, is Pablo de Sarasate. The next selection, the prelude to Act IV, is one of the most famous of the opera, but as with the case of the Habanera, Bizet is not the composer. He could at most charitably be called the arranger. The composer is Manuel Garcia, father of the famous Spanish opera singer Maria Malibran. He was the first impresario, as you know, to bring opera to New York City. García's original composition is entitled El Criado Fingido, and it's written in the musical form polo, that is a very wild Andalusian tonadilla. The melody, even García's use of it, apparently derives from a folk source. This polo was reprinted in a volume published in Paris in 1872. A copy thereof is indeed in Bizet's library. An especially important ingredient of the entire work, identified by musicologists alternatively as Carmen's leitmotif, the fate theme, or the motto theme, that theme of Hispano-Moresque origin. Attempts to associate its transmission to Bizet through Manuel Garcia's music are not convincing. Again, the most likely candidate is Sarasate. These five notes in descending pentatonic scales derive, quite obviously, from an Andalusian saeta. The refrain is used repeatedly throughout the opera in two basic patterns, one for Carmen and the other one for Don José. In Wagnerian fashion, they symbolize impending disaster for each of the two characters. Their instrumental treatment varies constantly. We hear now only the first appearance of the motif in the overture, and then its last final use in the finale as Don José stabs Carmen and the curtain descends. Now the finale. It's a long opera.
Thank you.
Two of the most distinguished scholars of Bizet's music have made the following statements, which, in essence, sum up almost the totality of opinion on the matter. The first, Curtis: the local color in his opera gives the illusion of authenticity in every country but Spain. End of quote. Now from Dean: this is a French, not a Spanish opera, as any Spaniard will confirm. End of quote. It was never Bizet's intention to pass himself off as a Spanish composer, or as a committedly French composer, for that matter. Rather, he found the ambient, and especially the evil heroine of Mary May's tale, irresistible, quite probably because of personal experience. Nonetheless, it's clear that he knew far more about Spanish music than is usually recognized, especially by Curtis and Dean, and quite probably through Pablo Sarasate. And in any event, obviously made it his business not only to learn more, but to use authentic Spanish compositions, even to the point of plagiarism. His purpose: to write an opéra comique, a zarzuela, not a grand opera, for an audience which, it just happened, was French, as it just happened was he. Bizet's intentions here are, I think, best compared to those of, for example, Leonard Bernstein, in his use of Latin popular music for West Side Story. The result is an international, an outside, but a very well-informed look at a Spanish ambient. As such, and especially in its original musical comedy format, it is successful, and not only for non-Spaniards, but for Spaniards. As a pill to take against Curtis and Dean, I'd like to close by quoting from an eminent Spanish musicologist and musician, Juan Manén, in his Dictionary of Musical Celebrities. He says, I'm translating, "The extraordinary thing, the marvelous thing about this opera is that it is intensely Spanish, because everything in it, its ambient, its feel, is that of the Spanish spirit. Bizet was formidably intuitive and one of the very few strangers who have managed to discover our heavy and dramatic weight, the weight of our passionate and introverted characters. The melodies and the rhythms of this opera are ingenuously Spanish." End of quote. Thank you. I'm hoping for two. Let's see if I get
them. Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Can you give us the cast of the recording you
use? I think it's Beecham, but it's, you've heard, as far as the vocals are concerned, they were all Victoria de los Angeles. She, too, seems to have a slightly better feel for the Spanish modality of Carmen than any of the other good recordings that I know of the opera. Nobody's going to ask me about a thing called Carmen Suite by Pablo de Sarasate. Okay. Good night.
There was a question. There was a question.
Yes.
Doesn't the opera use the original version with spoken dialogue and not with speech?
Not to my knowledge. I sure would go if they did.
They have
Oh, really? Marvelous. Now all I have to do is put the libretto into Spanish and we'll have the whole bag, won't we? Who performed on that?
Meryl Horn and John Fickers. I can't keep the spoke all the
time. I'll be there. Right there in my own city. I need to read the newspaper more and turn off the phonograph once in a while.
Okay. Joe?
Yes.
Wasn't there a Carmen Suite by Sarasate?
Yes, there was. Thank you.
Thank you.